96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford, which means Reading Tornado Trot and Trail is fast approaching.
Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing well here. So we've got the Reading Tornado Trot and Trail. Nancy, how soon are we from joining you in Reading for the big activities?
Well, this year's Tornado Trot and Trail is Saturday, June 22nd at the Reading City Park. And so it's not too far off. So we are encouraging people to get their pre-registration in as soon as they can.
All right. Well, Jan, let's talk logistics, tornado trotting, and what do we got going on this year as far as the trot and the trail?
Well, we don't want to leave the trotters out because we started out as trotters, and we've worked up. So, you know, we started out with the 5K the first year. We're more than 10 years into this thing now, mm-hmm. easily. And so we now have still the 5K, and we also have three routes this year. We added an extra one, which is really a convergence of both the 14-mile and the 26-mile. So we thought we'd put them together for a longer experience for those guys that want the challenge.
Nancy, how much of a challenge is it going to be? I have to ask, since you said it was going to be adding to the challenge, how challenging you think is it going to be?
Can I say I gave Chuck a bookmark with the descriptions of the courses. Shall we remind him what the description is?
Well, okay, I don't have that with me. It's at home.
Can we read it to you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, the EF1 is our 14-mile course, which we've had before.
And the EF2 scale. Wow.
The 26, which we've had before, but the new one is 36 miles, and it's an EF3. But the EF3 is a cyclonic storm event, and it's converging both systems into a vortex of atmospheric experience.
Nicely put.
I love how you have that.
I know you're at a loss for words right now.
we're trying to absorb this mentally at this point.
Well, we're kind of weather forecasters on the side, but we're excited being outside. And this time of year, you just never know what you're going to get. I heard you talking to the LaGrange folks about rain in the morning, and it just adds a lot more fun to the event. The unknown, having out there in the unknown.
Well said. Nancy, let me ask you here about kind of the preparations that you have here for the between now, you got about 6 weeks before you actually officially have the actual activities, but talk about, you know, how the prep work has been a little bit different for you this time around, especially with the new activities that you got going on.
Well, we're trying to keep things, you know, pretty simple. We're kind of old school in how we do things, but our prep work, we're working on that 36-mile course and how we want it to flow with the other two rides. And, you know, we're getting our T-shirts, you know, people are sending registrations in, so we're getting our T-shirts, you know, ready to order. We've got a shoe drawing, and Brown Shoe Store has graciously donated some Brooks running shoes, and High Gear has donated some bike gear for a drawing. So we're kind of in the preps of getting those, and also getting donations from people for, you know, water, Gatorade, Powerade, you know, snacks and that type of thing.
All right. Well, let's talk about when we can get registered. Is registration open yet, Jan?
Absolutely. We kind of started talking it up at the first of the year, and that pre-registration really does help us out, especially since we have some T-shirts that look amazing. We've had Brian and Shannon at Max Graphics helping us, and they look really awesome this year. To get a shirt, you have to be pre-registered by June 4th.
Okay.
So we can get the shirts made up, and that gets you into the drawing for the shoes. Anything else? Nancy kind of does a lot of that pre-registration work. We do have a lot of folks in our community, the cycling community, that are great supporters of handlebars that do sometimes show up the day of. We'll have another drawing that day of, but we would love to have you commit to signing up. Even if you want just a shirt, fill out that registration, put shirt only, and we'll get you a shirt for $20.
$20.
$20, and show your support for Handlebars. To get a registration, you need to go to tornadotrot@gmail.com.
Well, that's easy enough. That is easy enough. And for folks that have never done this before here, Jan, talk a little bit about the atmosphere that's in Reading for the Tornado Trot and Trail, because it's, you know, this is an event that obviously is rooted in the tornado from over a decade ago, which caused so much damage. But you guys have really turned that into a positive for the community, and this really continues that process forward.
Well, I think basically this is the spring weather season, and with the events of the news and seeing all of it, it kind of reminds you of events of the past and what it was like to go through that. And so we had so many people step up and help us, and once Reading is recovered, we do want to pass that help on and help others. And so we've kind of made a turn and found a mission that we enjoy working with to help others. And we would like to also emphasize that we're, you said atmosphere, it's a lot of fun here. We're kind of not competitive. It's after Flint Hills Gravel. It's after La Grind and Unbound. And we're just kind of a fun, recreational, relaxing ride. And people can just show up and have fun with their biking community and runners. I don't want to leave those runners out because, biking is big around here, of course. But we do have a 5K, and we want to include anybody who would like to support the cause.
Yes, there's nothing like a very calm EF3 event, which is the Reading Tornado Trot and Trail. Happening on June 22nd. Now, we know it's in Reading, so it's not going to be hard to find, but Nancy, exactly where will be the registration and launch location within the city of Reading?
It is at the City Park, and that is 613 First Street. If you need a, like if you're coming from out of town, you've never been here before, we aren't hard to find, but that is the physical address, so it's at the City Park.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Jan, remind us, how do we register?
You need to go to tornadotrot@gmail.com, request a registration. We also have information at High Gear. Are there other places? We've tried to put some posters around, and we also are running that in the shopper every week, so you can request that registration and send it in. And if you miss the boat, Show up that day, and you're not going to regret it.
Okay, so what time will things get started?
Registration opens at 6:30 a.m., and our official start is 7:30 a.m., with a rolling start from 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
And registration and closing, they close at 8:30, just so we can then be helpful to our riders and runners on the course.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us. You got one more thing to add?
Well, you were talking about humdingers and all kinds of things like that. I think we need to leave you that. Don't forget about, we got quite a tornado twister going on here in Reading, Kansas. So that's the word of the day.
All right. Well, thank you both. Appreciate it.
Ladies, thanks much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good to talk to you as always. Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford, organizers for the Reading Tornado Trot and Trail event coming up June 22, Chuck.
Yeah, it's not that far away in the grand scheme of things.
It's
so go get information online again, and also get a